This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great place to go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. If you haven't taken the time to learn the basics, well, this is a good place to go. You can click Get Started right at the top of the page, and they've got some introductory videos there, one of which, I think the first one, it's like 3 minutes long. So you can spend 5 minutes and, you know, you can get the basics about crypto. You may be enticed to watch more after that because it is a pretty fascinating topic and one of those things you can dig as deep into as you want. So get started over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not brand new, you can find some valuable stuff over on their news website at news.bitcoin.com. We've got the latest headlines in the world of cryptocurrency there at news.bitcoin.com. So check that out. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Etienne de la Boetie, squared.
And Matt.
And Etienne is the author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. You can go and check that out and order your copy over at government-scam.com. Etienne, you were telling us about David Rodriguez, who I believe we interviewed last year. We've interviewed him a couple times here and there over the years from Anarchapulco and elsewhere, but last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think you were telling us a little bit about some of the civil disobedience that was going on that you were helping him with out in California last year. And you had some amazing success stories, like taking back the beaches, for instance, with several dozen people at once. And as you pointed out, in the last hour, if you got enough people on your side, you can beat City Hall. You can definitely back them down. And we did the same thing here in Keene in 2009 with the 420s that were going on here, where 100 to 150 people were out in Central Square in downtown Keene, and the police had had enough of it, so they came out and they arrested the two people they figured were in charge of the group. Because that's how they operate. They figure everything's organized the way they are, which is to say one person in charge of an organization. And, of course, with liberty groups, it's not always that way. There's very rarely one person who's in charge of a thing. But sometimes you can successfully identify an organizer, somebody who's promoting a thing or whatever. They, for whatever reason, have more attention drawn to them. Mm-hmm. And so the police zero in on those folks. In our case,
Kingpin.
In our case, half the crowd, so like 50-plus people, after the arrest happened in Central Square, walked down to the police department, because Keene's small, you can walk to the police department pretty much anywhere, marched down to the police department and proceeded to smoke marijuana outside of the police department, sitting in a large circle in the no unauthorized access area behind the police department, essentially blocking the cruisers from being able to come in and leave, and just sat there and smoked weed while we waited for then Rich Paul, he's changed his name to nobody since then, to be released. The next day, we went back and the police showed up again and made another arrest. This time, the group went back to the police department, went inside the department, and proceeded to light up at least one joint, perhaps more, inside the police department lobby, right in front of the three glass windows, in full view of every bureaucrat in the department. And you know what they did?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
And in fact, after that point, the police then changed their approach to what was going on, because the 420s continued day after day after day for weeks and weeks in Central Square. After that, the official police line was, we've been receiving calls about what's going on in Central Square, and we've checked it out, and no marijuana is being smoked. And they were
oh
done.
Oh, my God.
They were done investigating that so-called crime after we smoked up in their police lobby.
Well, you know, what else I think is going on in New Hampshire is that more and more people are figuring out that the government is illegitimate.
Yeah, locals.
The locals are figuring out the government is illegitimate, the government is using violence on peaceful people, and now the police are starting to be viewed as the bad guys. They're the people who have been kind of chumped into this system. They're wearing costumes, they've shaved their head, they're enforcing the dictates of an artificially indoctrinated statist religion on their neighbors, they're raising revenue on their neighbors. they're not looking so good.
It's getting harder for them to find new hires, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you're robbing us. You're living off money stolen at the point of a gun.
Interestingly, I was talking with one of the he works at the college part-time, but he's a police chief in one of the towns in Cheshire County. Mm-hmm. So he's sort of got two different gigs. And he was telling me at one point that it's hard for them to even find new people who want to work in a small town police department, even though it's like, you know, a pretty cush job compared to, say, like a city cop job where you actually might be dealing with an armed robber or something like that. This is small town stuff, right? Like somebody steals a cow or whatever, that kind of level of policing. They can't even find hirees for that kind of job.
Because you're a chump. Yeah. I mean, if you're willing to use violence on your friends and neighbors, you know, and you're willing to put on a costume and shave your head, and like the population realizes, hey, that's the product of this unethically manipulative system, you know, that's not legitimate. Like, you know, that, you know, who wants to be that guy?
Yeah, it's having an effect. I thought it was interesting that he admitted that to me just in a conversation we were having. So let's get back to David Rodriguez. He's currently inside a jail cell. You say he's facing something like 39 different charges. He was with you organizing some of the civil disobedience last year in Santa Cruz. But unlike you, he lives in the area, and so they were able to easily target him for retaliation. What happened? This was just recently, right, that they picked him up?
So they targeted him. They began targeting him for retaliation like while we were still doing the civil disobedience. I watched mm-hmm. them steal his car one night where his car was parked in a kind of a, like a, unfortunately, it was like a, you know, the city's lot. And so then, you know, it was after hours or whatever, and they towed his car. I watched them steal his car, even though, you know, just pure retaliation because we wouldn't comply with their, you know, demands.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would not use the license plate because he doesn't have to. That's not my civil disobedience, but I'm glad that people like that are doing
that. I love that
because
stuff.
Because a right not exercised is lost. And so he's standing up for everybody else's rights. Mm-hmm. And so they're targeting him because they don't want the population to know that you don't need a license and you don't need a license plate as long as you're not involved in commerce. And so they racked up charges against him. He went into court for it earlier this week. They cleared the courtroom. They arrested him. They're now saying that even though he's not been tried on any of these 39 charges, they're saying it now is escalated to a felony, so they're trying to put felonies on him.
Oh, my God.
And they're putting him up for a psych evaluation, and somebody told me today that he could be facing as long as 3 years.
Well, if you don't obey the state, you must be crazy.
You must be crazy if you don't believe in mm-hmm. gubernare mente, gubernare to govern and control, mente the mind. If you don't believe that the government is legitimate, then you must be crazy.
Mm. It's scary stuff. So the 39 charges, you know, obviously you don't know what they all are, but can you kind of rattle a few off?
A lot of them are just failure to present a license to a police officer. Mm-hmm. Those were the ones that like stood out the most for me. But there's no, you know, they never have proven that he is somebody that's required to have a license. Mm-hmm. And so if he's not required to have a license, which is my understanding of the law, then these are all bogus charges. They're all victimless crimes. I mean, we're talking about somebody that has not hurt anybody,
right,
that is now being charged with felonies, and all of this
That's
stuff
the thing.
Is just the government and its victimless crimes.
The biggest crime is not obeying the state.
Yeah.
That's why people like Ross Ulbricht are in prison for two life sentences plus, you know, 40 years, and a murderer gets off with 22 years. You know,
there's
a huge discrepancy between people who actually harm others and what sentences they receive, and then the people whose only crime is not doing what they were told, is not being obedient. That's the real crime in America, and that's why they're coming at him full on. That's why they're coming at the Crypto Six. You know, we didn't victimize anybody.
Right.
The majority of crimes that the government charges people with are victimless crimes where there is no victim, and so the government is essentially robbing and extorting the population for court costs, fines, and fees for things where not only is there no victim, but The judge works for the government, the prosecutor works for the government, and the witness, the police, all work for the government, so it doesn't even meet the government's own criteria to have a fair trial. I mean, these are kangaroo courts.
Sure are.
And you will obey or you will pay.
Yeah, and you can point it out, but it doesn't make much of a difference. One thing that does make a difference is numbers and having people physically together in one geographic area, which is why I wish more people like David would come to New Hampshire and gather together. That way we have a whole crew of people driving with no license.
Absolutely.
And because it's always just one guy that gets picked off and then...
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You want to join in here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Comment on whatever you want to discuss. So we are talking about civil disobedience and, you know, going up against the status quo. There, unfortunately, is usually some sort of a price to pay, because they will target you eventually if they get a hold of who you might be, and if you're possibly somebody they consider to be in charge or an influencer of some sort, they want to make an example out of you. And that's what's happening to David Rodriguez right now out in California in the Santa Cruz area. He's been arrested. Great liberty activist. He's been at a bunch of events we've been at. You're pretty close to him, Etienne. And is there anywhere people can go to support him or find out more about what's going on?
So I haven't seen a GoFundMe yet. Mm-hmm. And so
He just got arrested a few days ago, right?
This all happened, you know, fairly recently. If that doesn't show up, I may organize one myself.
Has there been a bail hearing yet?
They're not giving him bail.
Hmm.
They're refusing bail for him, and they're putting him
crazy,
with a psych. They're putting him up for a psych evaluation, because if you don't believe that the government's legitimate, you must be crazy.
If you don't believe in their religion,
right?
Then they'll send you to the indoctrination camps.
Go to Gulag.
Yeah, like they're doing out in China right now. We talked about the Chinese torture camps, indoctrination camps earlier this week, some pretty disturbing stuff. And, you know, we were comparing it to the United States. The difference is only in degrees.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's one of the things that my book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, you know, does, is it's a playbook. They're all running the same playbook. We're going to give you a flag. We're going to give you a constitution, the holy documents. We're going to put you into mandatory government school where we teach you the religion of the state before you're old enough to evaluate the logic or the morality of that for yourself. We're going to use these unethically manipulative techniques. We're going to take a certain percentage and kind of slide them off into the scouting programs, where kind of pre-military training, where you're going to get an extra dose of flag worship and how to fold the flag and caress the flag and salute the flag, and then we'll shave your head and we'll put you in the uniform, the single form conformity. We'll teach you how to kill and murder. And if you really think about
it's not murder when you do it for the state.
It's murder when you do it for the state. And if you really think about it, what does the government school system produce? It produces murderers. Mm. And once you understand how the system works, it's creepy.
That sounds drastic, but it's real. That's actually true.
100%. They produce murderers.
Well, I'm glad you called earlier the government schools churches. I've actually been calling the courts churches as well, like the federal district church of
the judge wears vestments.
Oh, yeah.
He sits on high. He sits above you. It's a scam.
You're literally sitting in pews.
You're sitting in pews.
I mean, how much more obvious could it be?
You know, in defense of the courts, when I went through my driver's license trial, there was just an 8-foot fold-out table with a guy in the black
gown. Yeah, but that's a small town.
The black woman, yeah. But he's only like 5'5", so he took his own money, not tax money, and had a riser built.
I believe it.
I'm not kidding.
So that's a small town, though. You're talking about small town New York.
Yeah.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is also a town, not the smallest of towns, but not huge, for years they had court was held in the city council chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were making do, basically, until they finally got the $10 million from the state to actually build a quote-unquote real courthouse.
A church.
More proper church. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the lack of the budget, it's not going to look the same, but man, when they got the money to spend, they get the ornate stuff. If you go and you look at the federal district church court in Concord, and I remember I was there for Chris Cantwell, one of his hearings that I was reporting on last year, and just looking up, standing in front of the building and looking straight up at it, it's got, if it was stained glass, you'd know it was a church, but the whole, architecture, the windows in it was all so churchy.
Yeah,
so
everything's creepy. Oversized to make you feel small and insignificant. These are all psychological techniques, some of which are hundreds of years old, some are thousands of years old.
Yeah.
And my nom de plume, Etienne de la Boetie Square, the original Etienne de la Boetie, he was a French political philosopher. He wrote in the 16th century, and he was cataloging these little tools and techniques that the you know, the organized crime system, the monarchy, the original organized crime, you're going to give us your money or we're going to hurt you, was using not just to get obedience, but to get fealty and adoration out of the population to fall for it. And like I said, you know, it only works until you understand the playbook, until you understand how they do it. And then once you understand how the magician does the trick, then you don't get fooled by the trick anymore.
You're outside
of
that
paradigm. More and more people are waking up to this every single day. It is a revolution that's only going in one direction.
And maybe that's why we're seeing such large numbers at the Liberty events this year. Record-setting numbers.
Record-setting numbers. And I think that's why you're seeing the lockdowns and the, you know, this economic warfare against independent wealth. And, you know, like the government is now kind of on the ropes, man. I think they can see the handwriting on the wall. They know that their time is short. I mean, it's going to be, it's, you know, it's all coming out.
It's man, I hope it's
out.
Really short.
Yeah.
Yeah, the machine has a ton of bells and whistles, you know, and everybody gets so enthralled with the bells and the whistles and the whole circus that surrounds it, and they just assume that this is the reality. But if they stood back and just looked at the machine for what it was without the bells and whistles, at some point you got to ask yourself, does this thing work?
Well, you can see it chopping off heads and blowing people up. Like, so, I mean, it's working.
Okay, so what does it do again?
Well, that works, but
killing.
I'll tell you what doesn't work. That Constitution. So it doesn't protect rights. It doesn't limit government. And so
it makes people feel good.
Con like you've been conned.
As if you've been conned. And that's really what it is.
Protected.
You know, the idea that a couple dozen slave owners on a continent of 3 million people can go into a room and write down on a fancy piece of paper that they alone get to make up rules for everybody and steal the wealth of others.
Like, they don't represent me, and they wouldn't have been.
They wouldn't have been, and it'd be the same as if 3 dozen of us went into a room in Keene and wrote down on a piece of paper that we alone get to make up rules for everybody and steal the wealth of others, and then have a small amount of people participate in an election, and then have the media go, it's valid, we have a new government.
And they blew it up.
It's a republic if you can keep it.
It's crazy.
Thanks, Uncle Ben.
You want to join the show here, 603-283-6160. I hope you're right, Etienne, that there is this awakening going on, that people are really, you know, keying in to what the state really is, what the government really is, which is just a group of men and women that are using violence to achieve their ends and get their way.
And it's really important now more than ever when you have an awakening like this. Now, there's another word for awakening, in my opinion, and that's vacuum. So if there's going to be a vacuum, we got to find a way to fill that vacuum, or it's going to fill itself with stuff that might not be good for us, which could be a different form of statism that's even worse. So right now is a good time to really get out there and start teaching people about freedom.
You nailed it. I mean, Matt, you said it earlier, and so like that's I'm looking forward to picking back up and writing the book Voluntarism, because we've got to begin giving people a template of how do you roll it back. How do you privatize essential services? You know, it's going to be key.
We will continue here. Got time for you if you want to join the show. 603-283-6160. There's still lots in the news to talk about as well. You had a Taliban response, Matt, to the U.S. withdrawal or apparent withdrawal from Afghanistan. We can still talk about that. Plus, some crazy COVID news. You can share your thoughts with us. 603-283-6160. Here, this is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rescue teams that have searched for more than 2 weeks for any survivors in the rubble of a collapsed Florida condo are now focused on recovering the bodies. the mayor of Miami-Dade County, Daniela Levine-Cava, updating reporters about the recovery efforts.
The total number of confirmed fatalities is now 64. There are 40 identifications and 39 next of kin identifications. 200 people are accounted for, 76 are still potentially unaccounted for.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is pledging to force President Biden to be a moderate if the GOP regains Senate control next year. Speaking in Kentucky, McConnell saying Americans have a big decision when they head to the polls in 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is not saying whether he believes the last 20 years of American involvement in Afghanistan was worth it. The president was asked that question while announcing the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, which should wrap up later this summer. Biden adding the United States is not responsible for any civilian deaths now that the troops are leaving. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is calling for defunding the Border Patrol and Homeland Security. The Michigan Democrat saying the agencies terrorize illegal immigrant communities. Tlaib went on to express her disapproval of White House efforts to increase technology at the border. Regarding defunding the Border Patrol and ICE, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes
they want to turn America into a sanctuary country for all illegal aliens from around the world. And now that logic is being extended to our Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, even all of DHS.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. I'm pretty sure we've been in the fighting section of that statement here in New Hampshire for a number of years, probably at least a decade. I don't know how close we are to the winning aspect of it, but we're just talking about sort of what it's going to take during the break there, and I'm going to pick that conversation back up with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Etienne de la Boite, Squared.
And Matt. And check out Etienne's book, It's Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. You can go and get it over at government-scam.com. We were just discussing, you know, what's it going to take to get over the next hump, to, you know, see the end game, the light at the end of the tunnel of the end of the state in a peaceful manner. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival, not this year, but several years ago. There was a time when the government of the state of New Hampshire, the people calling themselves the government of New Hampshire, the Department of Revenue was who it was. They had showed up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I happened to be at the what they call the TV room at the time, so I was right out by the parking lot, and I saw their car roll into the parking lot, and of course they got their seal, they got their gang sign right on the side of the car, right? So I'm like, this doesn't normally happen at Pork Fest. Normally, the government agents, if they're there, they're undercover. So they normally don't make an appearance in any sort of uniform or official manner. I'm like, something's up. So I, you know, grabbed my camera, went down there and started recording, sent out a two-way communication to the rest of the campground, letting people know that they were there. Within seconds, you know, there was a group of maybe I think initially 12, maybe then 20 plus people that surrounded these guys. And you said you pulled this video up to show it to some folks.
I probably showed it to a dozen people over the years, yeah. But I was just showing somebody last week, you know, what happened. And that really is, so when I think the way that we win is when enough people within the population of New Hampshire understand how the scam works and the illegitimacy and criminality of government to the point of when the either the order followers, the enforcers show up, or the revenue agents show up, or whoever it is, they get laughed at. Like, you've been tricked, you've been chumped,
and
you've shaved your head. You're in a costume. It's a religion. They slid you a religion. Like, everybody here understands it except
we
you.
Know the scam.
Yeah. Everybody understands sucker. And then that's it. Nobody wants to be the chump.
Loser.
Nobody wants to be the chump.
Jimmy fell for it.
You're in a costume, dude. You're wearing it. They shaved your head.
So, and that's what happened, basically. They had come to the campground intending to intimidate every single vendor, especially the food vendors specifically, because in New Hampshire there's no quote-unquote sales tax for normal items, but if you're selling prepared food, then there is what they call the meals and rooms tax. And so their intention was to go vendor to vendor, anybody that was selling any semblance of, you know, prepared food, and threaten them and demand that they collect taxes, because they know, they've known, I'm sure, for years at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, people don't get their permits. People don't pull permits. They don't ask for permission for the most part. Mm-hmm. And the first place they went to was actually one of the few vendors who'd ever did pull a permit. It was like kind of like a fairgrounds vendor who'd gotten wind that this was a big event and they just wanted to set up and make some money. They weren't libertarians necessarily. They're just, you know, selling elephant ears or french fries or whatever it was. That was like the first front and center place, so that was where they went to, and they did not go anywhere else. We scared them away from that park. They went to that one spot, and they would have gone through the whole park if they hadn't gotten the attention that they got. But
and there's video of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We gave them great video. Do you know the name?
I would say search the Free Keen channel for Porkfest and agents, or Porkfest and tax or something
collectors.
Like that.
You'll find it.
It's there.
Worth it. Absolutely worth seeing to understand the power of what is happening in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
They have never been back.
No.
I mean, think about that.
And they didn't last more than one place.
And they did not last more than one place. And they got laughed at, and they got made fun of, and that is how we win.
I wonder how long they had to drive to get to that spot.
Probably from Concord.
Probably.
Hour and a half.
Spun around and pushed away.
Yeah. It was amazing. And that's what should happen. You know, and that's what needs to happen. And it was easy to make it happen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because there we had a concentration of people, large numbers, easy ways to communicate and get quick response. And we are starting to get those numbers in some cities like Manchester. There's a lot of people that live on the west side of Manchester who are Free Staters and libertarian, liberty activists. Keene, of course, has always been a hot spot. The Cell 411 has been a key tool for this for a long time. Unfortunately, it kind of fell into disrepair like over a year ago with the guy that created it, and Shire Free Church took it on as a project. We sort of rescued Cell 411 from imminent demise. And
it's a great tool.
It's a great tool. I believe it's still in an operable condition. It's operating, but it's buggy, and we were about to roll out some fixes and open source the thing when the raid happened in March, and our co-host Nobody and I were the two key main operators on bringing this thing back to life, and he's still behind bars. He was the programmer. I was just kind of like, you know, making sure the bills got paid and managing the system. So, like, the bills are getting paid, but our head programmer's behind bars right now, and the feds took the computer that he was using to do the programming. So, like, one of the best tools we had for organizing responses like this is kind of on the ropes at the moment. So it was awfully coincidental that they happened to conduct this raid literally days before Cell 411 was going to be open source.
Mm.
And now we're trying to get back into the servers, but we're missing a key, and it's like, it's bad right now.
So let's talk about how do you win the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the problem is that it's the government. It's organized crime using government as a technique in cooperation with media and academia, and they're controlling the information that people receive. And, you know, I break down in the book on the old media side, it's five or six you know, monopoly media companies running hundreds and hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody the illusion there's all these different.
Yeah, you've got a cool chart in the book that lays it all out.
Media ownership chart showing you that, you know, News Corp owns 175 newspapers, and they own television distribution and television programming, and they own magazines, and they own internet properties, and they own satellite networks, and they're all different names, so mm-hmm. you think that all of these are kind of independent. You don't realize they're all rolling up to News Corp as just one of the, you know,
six
examples. It's really more like five.
Yeah, didn't Disney buy News Corp?
There's even more consolidation.
Right, you're going to have
more.
To update the chart.
Yes.
It's been a few years.
So that's the old media side. On the new media side, there's about 2 to 3 dozen what I call DARPA front companies. So, like, we've had the internet before anybody else had the internet. We knew what key technologies that we needed to control to be able to control perception. We're going to give these companies unlimited funds to consolidate their own little portion of the internet food chain. And this is Google, Facebook, Twitter, Discuss the Common Engine, Reddit, Wikipedia, Netflix, Amazon, etc. And so we're controlling perception. How do you get around it? You got to go door to door. And so I designed the book to appeal to visual learners. It's backed up by either an 8 or a 16 gigabit flash drive with all the evidence, all the full scale media ownership charts, etc. And you really need to drop off a documentary as well. But for about $1 million, I could put 100,000 copies of the book, a flash drive, and a documentary, and do 36 town hall meetings in 12 different communities in New Hampshire. Hmm. And so there's something called the 100th monkey effect, where everybody just kind of, where a population all come to the same, you know, understanding. And so you've got to get people talking about the illegitimacy of government, and you've got to give them the evidence of government and media criminality. And so if you were to, and you don't have to win everybody, and so you can use kind of demographic science to target the 10 to 15% of the population that really, really matters, the entrepreneurs, the business owners.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go after, like, registered Democrats or whatever.
No. You go after the people that matter, that are influential sneezers, the professoriate, the bloggers, the entrepreneurs, the business executives, the media, and they will drag the rest of society with them once they realize what's going on.
We continue. Your call's welcome. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We have open phones for you, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian.
Etienne de la Boitie Square.
And Matt. And we're going to go into your calls and thoughts. Coming up, we've still got other things in the news worth talking about, including the Taliban and their response to what's going on with the withdrawal of troops. Plus, COVID distancing may have weakened children's immune systems. Surprise, surprise. Say experts will tell you about all those things if we get the chance, but your calls come first here, so we're going to go to the phones and to the fun. We've got first up in New Jersey, Dan is on the line. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. I was wondering what you guys thought about Biden's statements that he wants to send people door-to-door to find out the vaccination status of everybody, and how would you guys deal with that if they came to your door? And who would it be that would actually do that?
I'd like to answer the question, but I want to hear from you, Etienne. What do you think about it?
So, I mean, again, so it's a religion. You know, it's an indoctrinated pseudo-religion, and so it's almost like
the Mormons
going door-to-door and, you know, talking to you about your Lord and Savior Joe Biden has sent me, and... And so, I mean, I would laugh at them. I'm a little bit different. I'd give them a copy of my book and explain how the system works, and then hopefully send them packing. But, like, you know, they're going to get laughed at in my neighborhood.
What about you, Matt?
I would just hold none of your business.
The way I would handle it is the way I handled the census people. Now, for whatever reason, they didn't come by here. Well, no, they did come by. But in 2010, they knocked on my door, and I had my video camera ready, and I pulled it out and had a conversation with them. It's all on Free Keen on the YouTube channel, so if you want to see how I handled that situation, I'd probably do it very similarly. Like, look, you know, I'm not participating in your religion. I don't subscribe to your beliefs, and you know, you're not going to make me. So that's how I would handle it. What do you think, Dan?
Well, I actually like that idea. Pull out your video camera and make an interview about it and say that I don't subscribe to your religion. That's a good one. I like that. I was thinking of some creative ways to handle it. You know, the census people, I just basically avoided them the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm from New Jersey, and the last thing we want is another congressman in New Jersey by me putting my number in, so I don't want
to
do that.
Way to go. Thank you for your service to our country.
Yeah, this year, and I think the video of this interaction is actually on the hard drive that the FBI took in March. So when the census person, I just hadn't gotten around to doing anything with it yet, so I don't know when we're going to ever see this video. But what happened was a sort of known liberal hard left activist came up to the porch. He was the census worker, and I know him. Because Keene's a small town, right? Like, I know who this guy is. And he comes up on the porch, and I'm like, oh, hey, Bill, you know, how's it going? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I'm here for the census. Of course, I have my, like, we knew he was there, right? We saw him park and go up to the other houses, so I grabbed the video camera, set it out on the porch. We were ready to go. Nobody, our co-host was out on the porch with me, and so we just had a little chat with him, and they never came back after that, you know, because they know who we are, and they know we're not going to participate. We're not going to legitimize their system. So I hope that we end up finding that footage when the FBI gives us our stuff back at some point. But it's been several years since the first raid they did, and we're still waiting on getting that footage back. So it might be half a decade before the next census video comes out. But if you grab a video camera...
I did get my Ron Paul Liberty dollars back over a decade later that were stolen when they raided...
The Liberty dollar raid.
Liberty dollar raid, yeah. Very cool. I got them back like a decade later.
I was too paranoid that they were like building a list of people that had Liberty dollars, so I didn't file for them. So they kept them.
Not only did I file for them, but I just every letter I'd send them, I'd point out the criminality, what they were involved in, and I would send it to the prosecutor because he kept sending his email address, and I would just reply explaining the criminality of the government and what he was involved in, that he's living off money stolen from others at the point of a gun, and just like get you know just give it to him every time they'd send me something.
Well, now they have all the Liberty dollars because I still had a bunch of them for the physical. 1 ounce silvers here in the house that I donated to the church years ago, and now they're all in the FBI's possession. So now I got to fight to get that back, and who knows how easy that's going to be because I don't have the receipts. You know, they were bought back in the year 2001, back when I was a Liberty associate with the Liberty Dollar. But anyway, Dan, the point being, if you grab a video camera, it puts the pressure on these people in a way they aren't expecting. They're not going to be used to that. You probably will be the first person to actually put them on camera as they're going door to door, and it will make them very uncomfortable in the event that you don't have the ability to, say, you know, make a quick cell 411 call and get a half a dozen neighbors, freedom-loving neighbors, to show up and back you up and really make them feel uncomfortable. The video camera can accomplish that with just you, and it will likely send them packing as quick as they possibly can.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I would point out to them, I mean, do you really know what's in this vaccine? You know, are you going to be responsible if you know, what you're doing here results in somebody being, you know, permanently disabled or...
Yeah, no, the answer is no, they will not be responsible. Yeah. They can't be sued. The pharmaceutical companies are immune from lawsuits.
No, but if you're going door-to-door encouraging people to take an experimental vaccine that's already led to tens of thousands of deaths and, you know, and disabilities, like, what's your responsibility in this, man?
It's a good question to ask.
Yeah, it's a good question to
ask. I suspect anybody that they send door-to-door to take such surveys would probably be hardcore subscribers of the religion. So.
Oh, yeah, but still, to even ask them that question might get the gears turning, like, ooh, I don't know.
Oh, man, if after the last year hasn't gotten their gears turning yet, man,
true.
I don't
That's
know
true.
If there's a... It might be better just to cut communication and walk away from that one.
Well, that's why one of the better ideas is to get the hell out of a place like New Jersey, Dan, and get up to you know, New Hampshire, where you actually can be physically nearby other people that are of like mind.
Lowest unemployment rate in the country, even on a good day.
And they're still hiring everywhere.
They're hiring like crazy everywhere, literally everywhere right now for all kinds of jobs.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I was at ForkFest last week. And,
good deal.
I'm a high voltage electrician, and I bet you I could find a job there pretty easy.
Yes, I'm sure you could.
Right on, man.
Come home.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate you calling in and asking the question. We got to continue, though. We got Clay. He's on the line. Calling from the Pacific Northwest. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Clay.
Howdy. Hey, Clay. So as far as I understand it, COVID has a 0.04% mortality rate, right?
Yeah, amongst like 80-year-olds or something like that. You got to be pretty old to even have a chance at this, dying from this.
So they pushed this experimental gene therapy on everybody. And meanwhile, there's all these different people with ailments in the U.S. that can't get treatments.
I mean, experimental stuff. My dad was just recently diagnosed with ALS. You think he could find, you know, just a clinical trial? No, you can't. And there's all these drugs available out on the market that could help him, but the FDA won't approve them.
Mm.
I guess my question is, so why can we push an experimental gene therapy that was developed in under a year, but all these different treatments for people that have a lifespan of 3 to 5 years after diagnosis, there's concerns over whether it's going to kill them or not. And these people are like, I'm up for anything.
Yeah, they're willing to put any kind of experimental medication in their body, and they're not allowed to. What do you think, Etienne?
Yeah.
It's a Jim Jones death cult. I mean, it is Jim Jones level. Like, we're going to, anything the government says, we will inject, even though the government has got a, you know, long-term record of harming people with vaccines. They've known since the Simpsonwood meetings. I don't know if you know the Simpsonwood meetings over a decade ago, but if you Googled RFK Jr., Simpsonwood, and Rolling Stone, they knew that their vaccines were causing autism and neurological effects well over a decade ago, and then they covered it up. But the notes of the Simpsonwood meetings got leaked. And you could see them talking about acknowledging these neurological issues with with just the regular old childhood immunization schedule. And so now people are willing to, you know, and then the movie Vax, you know, exposed a whistleblower within the CDC, talking about destroying evidence on the MMR vaccine that it was causing autism and neurological effects. And now people want to kind of rush to take a experimental vaccine that hasn't even been, you know, through a year's worth of testing from three of the four companies are convicted felons.
Well, you know, you mentioned the documentary, that documentary Vaxxed. I watched a documentary this year. I've mentioned on the show before. I'll mention it again. But it's called House of Numbers, and it features Anthony Fauci, and it has to do with the AIDS epidemic. I'll leave it at that. There was a lot of money behind that in the 80s, and he was in charge of all of that, too. So,
Clay, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We got a full hour to go. If you want to join us, the phones are open. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.